Our guest at the cafe this morning is Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club and, of course, General Manager of the Commerce Funeral Home. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're going to be talking about a program that Rotary is doing. It is new and is coming up for Veterans Day. It's called Waves of Glory. Tell me about it.
All right. Well, it's the new district governor of Rotary District 5810 encouraged every club in the district to do a project to honor veterans, so our club decided to do this project. One other club is doing something like this, and we're following suit. 100 flags will be placed at the Commerce City Park on Park and Maple the week of November 9th through 16th. Each flag is going to have a placard on it that will honor a veteran. And so we're inviting people to submit their veteran and their family from Hunt County to be involved.
I see. So this is not a fundraising thing.
No, sir.
Doesn't cost the people.
No, sir. We are very pleased that Benson Brothers Wrecker Service is our title sponsor. We appreciate their involvement. And we have several other smaller sponsors. So it is no cost to the family. We're very pleased about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just need to submit the name. And there's a form. They can go to my email and request the form or call me at the number there and get the form.
Yeah. What's the email address?
jim.commercefuneralhome@gmail.com.
Okay. And is there a Rotary Club webpage? I know you have a Facebook page.
I wish there were. It will be on our Facebook. We do have a Rotary page, but due to some complications with change in leadership, we aren't able to download it there just now.
Yeah, but Facebook
is a good place.
About as good as anything. Yeah.
Yeah, Commerce Rotary Club.
So you say a plaque on the flag. How's that going to be configured?
There will be a grid of 10 by 10 this year of 100 flags, and each veteran will have the card will be about an eighth of a page, 8 by 10 page, and an eighth of it, yes. And it'll have their name, their service, their photograph, and a little story explaining their service. And each flag will have one card attached to it. And then there'll be a program like, you know, your veteran is at A4 or E6, and they'll be able to find their veteran.
So these will not be freely waving flags. They will be mounted on some?
No, sir. They will be on flagpoles, just like the Rotary flags that we already put out all over town five times a year.
Uh-huh.
They'll just simply be 100 of them in a grid. It'll be quite a sight, I think.
I see. And then the placard with the information and the photo
is just
of the
attached
veteran
to the flagpole.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess this has been done in other cities.
Yes, sir. The Plano East Rotary Club, we want to give them a nod because we are patterning this after them. They have 1,000 flags in theirs, and we hope to get larger every year, but this is a good place to start.
So you kind of have a pattern by which make your plan. We're talking with Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club, and the Waves of Glory program is coming. It's the days, several days on either side of November 11th, which is Veterans Day. Is this necessarily veterans who have passed on, or might these be living
veterans?
That's
a very good point. It is living or deceased.
I see.
My own father has been shared before, was missing for 36 years and, you know, is in my mind, quite a hero, of course. And so my own father will be included, and he's obviously deceased. But we have many veterans that are living that have already submitted a form to be included. So living or deceased.
I see. So, and he was missing in action in Vietnam for
36 years. Gosh. And then they repatriated him in 2007, and it was life-changing.
Good heavens, right. Mm-hmm. So we have until, basically, people have until the end of the month to make these requests.
Yes, so the last week of October is, you know, any time the last week, maybe by the 28th or immediately thereafter, so that we'll have time to adequately prepare and put it together.
Yeah.
There will be a nice opening ceremony on November 8th. Uh-huh. That's a Friday night at 6 p.m., lots of things going on for a really nice opening ceremony that we would love to have people come out for.
Okay. We've got a minute or two left. We're going to talk about this again, I think,
sure,
before the event. You all are doing a thing for World Polio Day. This is at 5:30 Thursday, October 24th.
That's right.
The A&M Commerce Planetarium.
Mm-hmm. We have reserved the planetarium for that evening. That is World Polio Day. We've also been encouraged as a club to do a project on that day to raise funds to eradicate polio. The Rotary International has come very, very close to eradicating polio all over the world. And so it just happened to be that we wanted to do a project on that day and then discovered, well, what do you know? That's World Polio Day. Very nice.
How about that?
So we are selling 80-something tickets at $10 for adults, $6 for children. And they can come out and see a good program at the planetarium, have some refreshments. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great time.
There's a film. That,
yes, sir, at the planetarium.
You know, I think most of us kind of think of polio as something in the rearview mirror, but yes, and maybe that is true in
the
U.S.
United States, yes. But Africa has just recently been declared polio-free, the whole continent of Africa, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But it is still a couple of places, new strains keep popping up. Yeah. So we're still working on that.
So anyway, Waves of Glory, honoring veterans and the flag coming up. The dates again? Or
November 9th through 16th, and November 8th will be the opening ceremony.
Okay, great. We'll have you back, and we'll talk about this some more as we get closer to the event.
All right.
Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you very much.
Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.